everybody.
All right, overall, pretty good game. How would you assess this one?
Yeah, I think it's a good game. 1 o'clock start, you know, those are a little bit tricky, but I thought that we had a great start, and then in the second, first 10 of the second, I felt like they got a, you know, a little bit of a, they got a push there, but I mean, with the way we played in the first and the amount of shots that they got, it was kind of expected. I didn't like the fact that we kind of invited them in the game by doing a bunch of unnecessary turnover, but then in the third, we come back, and I thought that goal from Paulie is a big goal to kind of give us a little bit of legs, and they get a push at the end, but it's a good team thing.
That goal that you scored, can you actually see the puck on a tip like that? Are you putting the stick where you hope the puck is, or what goes into that?
Well, like, I see the play up, and my first, the thought process is like, make sure that my stick is in play, kind of like make sure it's somewhere there so that I can have the shortest time going down or up in case I can tip it, in case the shot is good enough. And that shot was kind of in a perfect range. You know, sometimes when it's really close, it's a little bit tougher. I am not that good. There is a bunch of better players in the league, but I'm not that good at doing that. But this was kind of a perfect distance for my body to be able to tip it.
Well, even if I don't agree that you're not that good, what does it say that the first two goals that the Lightning scored were scored by not the biggest names on the team?
That's I think what's important. This team, Seattle has a good depth team, and I think to be able to go long in the season and in playoff, you have to have everybody that you know, that can help the team at times. So you don't expect, you know, the fourth liners to have 70 a year, but if we can have one and I can, you know, help boost the team in the right direction and get a big win, third line or fourth line, it's huge for the team, I think.
Billy, this team that you played has scored a lot of goals the past, you know, 10, 12 games.
Yep.
I mean, what kind of allowed you guys to kind of, you know, lock them down?
I think we, despite those turnovers, I thought that we did a good job at always being kind of outnumber them in the slots, you know, like making sure even that goal that they score technically, like, it's because we were all there. Vasi doesn't see it. I don't know if the puck would have gone in if he didn't touch Colsey. So, like, I would rather have us all there more often, and then this kind of goal happen, then we give them a great day right in front of the net. So I think that we give them shots from, you know, periphery, and that's kind of like, and our goalie could see them, and that's huge, I think.
How about the penalty kill? Obviously, you guys kind of keep on rolling here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That second kill seemed like it was a big one, obviously, the third
yeah.
one too. But, I mean, with their penalty kill, which is really good, I mean, how important was that?
I think, like, now, like, you know, this is January, right? So
yeah.
Now from now on, like, this is like money time. So everybody has to be a little bit more dialed. And if we can keep keeping the kill short in a way so we can get a, you know, like all three units to go in to kill it, then they keep your legs fresh and that keeps your confidence up, because that means that, you know, we are throwing the pucks all the way down and they have to go get it, and, you know, that frustrate them, the power play. I think at that time of the year it's the most important, not just to kill it, but to be able to frustrate them so that they're forcing in a time where they shouldn't force it, right? And then you know you have them on a rope. Then you know your kill is confident.
Last 9 minutes there, when they make it a one-goal game, I think you kind of tapped in your inner goaltender there, you know, protecting, you know, a puck from getting out of the zone there.
Ooh, I got lucky. I got lucky. It's a great read, we're going to say.
That was more luck than skill.
It was just a little bit of both. I felt like I was in a really awkward position, and I saw that he didn't have a full control, so I was like, if I put as much of my body in front of it, it should move through. And lucky enough, he ran right in my mitt.
I mean, but you got to recognize, too, that if you, it gets past you, that
I'm,
you know,
I'm,
he's got...
I'm yeah. up. Yep.
Yeah.
But those last 9 minutes, you know, I mean...
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But, I mean, this is, like, I think this is what also coach trusts us to put us in there, so he's like, all right, they're going to do the right choice. It's a high-risk play, but I'm my role is to be a little bit defensive, and this is the kind of play that I have to be confident doing at times, to be good for this team, I think.
You talked about that one and only goal that they scored being a little bit fluky because Vasi couldn't even see
mm-hmm.
it, but the intensity didn't drop off, and I feel like
no.
you guys responded well.
No.
What was the talk amongst your group?
I mean, we were not satisfied after the second, you know, like we understood that we didn't play the right way, and that's why that they had those chances and they started getting more shots, and we actually didn't get to play in Ozone as much as in the first. So then we just tried to make sure we realized that before the third. And when they scored that goal, it was just like, you know what, we're still ahead. We're still playing a good game. And this is kind of a fluke one. So kind of let it go out of your head. And just every time you go on the ice, just make sure that the puck is in front of you and bring the puck to the Ozone and do your job.
Thanks,
thank you.
If you ever get good, because you're lucky, you're going to be an incredible player.